Praise be Jesus and Mary. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. In today's gospel passage, Jesus instructs his disciples, to be faithful in the little things. And the context here is, focuses on the use of wealth, temporal goods. He has mentioned that the opening line is very interesting. Make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, so that when it fails, you will be welcomed into eternal dwellings. So making friends with dishonest wealth sounds like a rather strange saying on the part of our Lord. He's not telling us to do anything dishonest or corrupt, but to basically use the dishonest wealth, should someone acquire it dishonestly, to use it honestly. Just like the example of Zacchaeus in the gospel. He acquired dishonest wealth, as a tax collector, cheating so many, acquiring, so much wealth for himself unjustly. But he had converted, and after following Christ, he had promised, and no doubt was good to his word, of restoring that dishonest wealth, back to the owners, retribution, or restitution, rather. And not only that, he gave half of his wealth to the poor. It's just one example. And to in the area of business practices in general, to be faithful in this as Christians, not to live double lives, as if we could be Christians part-time, when we're not working and dealing with business affairs and so forth. And when it comes to that, business matters, to be a very un-Christian. Our Lord would have us avoid that inconsistency. This is something that is a strong temptation in our world, in our culture, especially in American culture, where in the business world, it is a dog-eat-dog, kind of a way of doing things, cutthroat, and no mercy when it comes to seeking one's own profit, kind of like we hear things like on Wall Street, how intense and it can be. So our Lord wants us to avoid that split personality, to be Christian in our private lives, for example, and then in the business world, to be so un-Christian. Our Lord wants us to be faithful all the time, to him, especially in the small matters. And in the end, there really aren't any small matters, in life. Life in general, for all of us, is made up of little things, so many little things, little events. And for us as Christians, we need to sanctify these little things. That's how a spiritual life is to be, to spiritualize, Christianize, divinize, the little things of everyday life. As St. Paul would say in one of his letters, whether you eat or whether you drink or whatever you do, do it for the Lord. So it's something that we all need to be mindful of. Fidelity in little things. Unity of life, is another way to put it. Just as the legendary King Midas, long ago, he had turned everything to gold just by touching it, in a sense, it's a wonderful power. We as Christians, in a similar way, everything we touch, or do, can become like spiritual gold for us. When we offer up the things we do, the little things, with love for our Lord. So life for all of us, it is like a tapestry, a tapestry is composed of so many stitches, like countless stitches. And for us as Christians, our life is composed of so many little things, you know, little things that may not be noticeable to others, but certainly noticeable, you know, to God. You know, and so it's important, as you know, if you're into weaving, you know, every stitch matters, you know, it has to be done right, you know. And our Lord sees these. And others too would take notice if we carry out the little things, you know, faithfully with great love. You know, basically it's the little way of Saint Therese, the little way of spiritual childhood that all of us, you know, are called to practice and live out. And if we do, we will not only be faithful in just the little things, but also in the greater things. Praise be Jesus and Mary.